Iconic American artist Georgia O'Keeffe had a personal style that shows how art and life are often interlaced. O'Keeffe's wardrobe, which often reflected her famous visual art, will be on display at the Peabody Essex Museum in Salem starting this weekend. WBUR's Maria Garcia has a preview.
The first thing visitors encounter at the Georgia O'Keeffe Art Image Style Exhibition is one of O'Keeffe's A-line dresses with a V-neck. The dress is white, with two plunging black triangles at each side. And next to it is an O'Keeffe painting of an abstracted corner of a rooftop, a black triangle protruding into the white buildings, the shape resembling the dress it hangs next to.
So what we see is what we call the unitary aesthetic. The same aesthetic that she brought to her paintings, she also brought to her own form when she self-fashioned herself.
That's Wanda Korn, a visiting curator who created the exhibition. She says O'Keeffe lived out her artistic vision through her clothes and her lifestyle. Her garments were often straight tunics or dresses in the color palettes of her paintings.
Someone once said she looked like one of her own paintings, flat and nothing but shapes and abstractions.
Often referred to as the mother of American modernism, O'Keeffe had a long and prolific career, gaining fame in the 1920s by painting large close-ups of flowers with a restrained palette, then New York buildings, and later New Mexico desert landscapes. Her work is both representational and abstract, showing nature through her distinct lens.
One of the things that has struck me in getting to learn about this aspect of O'Keeffe's career is this blurring of boundaries between art and life.
That's Austin Bailey, a curator at the Peabody Essex Museum. She points out that few people know that O'Keeffe was a skilled seamstress who made her own clothes early in her career. Like three nude tunics in ivory silk in the exhibition, their shape and color resemble her modernist flower paintings.
These abstractions might actually be responding to her deep familiarity with fabrics.
The exhibit also conveys how O'Keeffe styled herself on her own terms, never conforming to anyone else's gaze. Her look was often androgynous. She'd wear men's suits, not a drop of cosmetics, her hair severely pulled back. She rejected the Victorian fashion of corsets, rouged cheeks, and elaborate hairstyles she grew up with. In the 30s, she was called mannish, but by the late 60s, her style was celebrated, integral to her mythical persona.
We've been able to determine, based on Wanda's research and the data, that she was the most photographed American artist of the 20th century.
The exhibit ends with a gallery wall of dozens of black and white photographs of O'Keeffe. In most, she's looking into the distance, as if we're privy to an intimate moment. Here's visiting curator Wanda Korn again.
People began to see her as saint-like or nun-like or Buddha-like in the quiet relaxation of her body, taking a pose that shows her as a kind of reflective, maybe even poetic spirit.
The exhibit shows the spirit of a woman who took ownership over her own image and her own art. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Maria Garcia.